The state should ensure women and girls can feel safe in possibly vulnerable places, such as restrooms and other facilities. That's Miami Republican Representative Frank Artiles' argument.
Go to my Facebook account and see the actual testimony from Commissioner Pepe Diaz, where the Miami-Dade County Attorney specifically says, yes, a man can enter a woman's spa or a woman's only spa.
And Artiles has supporters, such as Attorney Elsa Figueres. She says the bill protects women and girls from possible sexual offenses in bathrooms and locker rooms, and she says it protects businesses from liability claims.
All we're saying is that the statute amendment track what has been long-standing OSHA regulations, long-standing federal law, okay, restricting that biological males go into the biological male room.
But opponents say the measure encourages discrimination against transgender women. Tallahassee resident Linda Michaelwitz says bills restricting gender expression and hindering civil rights interfere with people's lives and could hurt the state's image and its economy.
Florida once again has become a laughing stock. It's scaring away tourists. The public safety argument is bogus. There are already laws against lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, rape, anything that would cover what could be done in a bathroom.
At issue is whether transgender women should be allowed to use restrooms based on their desired gender rather than their sex at birth. LGBT activists argue transgender women forced to use men's restrooms also face the possibility of harassment and sexual offenses. The bill will have at least one more stop before reaching the full House's floor. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.